You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio, we've got the wonderful Gareth Shute, excellent music historian, music journalist, and all-round good sort. And we're talking about a reprise of your excellent walking tours of historic music venues and also a fantastic new thing that you're doing with Auckland Town Hall, which is looking at that as a particular space. How are you, Gareth?
Yes, I'm doing those things, sort of Music Month tangentially related. I'm just still into making people realise about the music history of Auckland, and the best way to do that, I think, is kind of to look around and sort of try and really imagine what it was like and put yourself in the shoes of those people back then. You know, pre-67, when you couldn't actually have alcohol in clubs, so, you know, they were completely different, and then mapping that transition to it being more in bars. Like, it's kind of funny to think, because you just think of a venue as being a pub now, but it hasn't always been like that. So
totally.
Yeah, there's this whole history of a totally different way of playing music and experiencing music.
Now, obviously, you know, you're a big music nerd, say that as a badge of honour, but how did you specifically get interested in the history of venues, and particularly in Auckland? What was the sort of starting point for you in really digging into this?
Well, I write for Audio Culture regularly, which is a music history website, who are having their 10-year anniversary, by the way, and have a poll on their website about best New Zealand album, so people can go and vote for that, because otherwise it'll just be all the Finn Brothers. So if some young people want to go and vote for Lord or someone instead, we can mix it up a bit. Maybe Fat Freddy's or someone will get in there. So I write for Audio Culture. I decided to do these maps of venues in the past in Auckland, because when I first started writing, I wrote books, but then I really thought, oh, websites can do something different. So I started making these maps, and I got so into it that I thought, yeah, it'd be great to walk around and look the spaces where some of these places were, or like little remnants of where they were, or ones like the Bluestone Store, which is, you know, built in the mid-1800s and the building's still there. And from the 60s to the 70s, it had such a wide range of venues there. Like, it had five different venues going from 60s club, the top 20, where the band literally played the top 20, through to the 70s, where it was like a unlicensed punk clubs wines.
Amazing.
So you can, in that 20-year space, just the difference. Yeah, totally.
I
crazy.
I am trying to imagine being a house band that has to learn the top 20. I imagine the top 20 didn't change every week, did it, back then? Or
no, it wasn't from sales, so it was kind of, you know, the radio people just kind of made it up a lot more in those days, so probably quite you know, everyone organised, oh, it'll just be these songs and then we'll adjust it. So it probably didn't move too quickly.
Same chord progression, so that people could just,
a lot
like
of that early rock, so
practice
probably
a
right.
few. Yeah.
Maybe when psychedelia came, that would have been impossible. But certainly in the days of the beat bands, it was all right.
BYO sitar. And
yeah.
There is like an incredible layered history. And I think the walking tour is really special because, like you said, it's so different when you can see it and you can be like, oh, I walked past this space every day. I even thought about this when Chris Parker and Eli Matheson did their video series about trying to re-engage people with the idea of talking about porn, and they went to the comedy club, the Classic Comedy Club, which used to be a porn cinema. Who knew? I've been in there so many times and I'd never had any idea about that. There's all these venues in Auckland that have textured histories, and it's so different to be in the space to experience it, or be outside the space to experience it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I talk about that venue on my walk that I'm doing the weekend after next, which is the one that goes from Galatos down along Kay Road and down Queen Street, because in the 70s it was a porn club, but Hello Sailor did some shows there up the top to be kind of risque.
That's so great.
Because there was an empty space, and then Simon Griggs saw it, and so he got the band he was managing, the Suburban Reptiles, to do punk shows up there and stuff. So it actually had that history. And then in the early 2000s, all these bands played there as well, when they were still finding their feet as a comedy venue. So Voom and Pluto and stuff all played there. So it's got
so
that history too. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. What's one of your favourite stories that you've learned about doing this research for these walking tours? Something that you maybe didn't know about before you dived into it?
Well, I mean, I love seeing the places. It's kind of mixed. Like, on one hand, I love learning the history of just the ones that are still there, like Neck of the Woods. I'd sort of taken for granted. I didn't realize it started as a like maker space for people who this company that rented office space on the other side, like desks, and then they started as kind of a maker space for creatives. True. And then they had started having events for those launches and stuff, and they became so popular that it became a venue. So
amazing
things like that, where it's like really integral to my own life because I've played gigs there and stuff.
Mm.
But then at the same time, there's kind of that lost history as well. So when I do the Queen Street Walk, which goes from Britomart to Aotea Square, we go past His Majesty's Theatre, and we just kind of look where it was, because in 1987, it was a beautiful big venue, a little bit like St. James, but a bit smaller. But basically, the developers wanted to destroy it for apartments, and protesters were there every day protesting. And then at Christmas, the protesters kind of went away, and the developers snuck in and pulled it down.
Wow,
between Christmas
so
and
evil.
New Year's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Grinch behavior. Yeah. Terrible.
So yeah, it's funny to think. I don't know if, yeah.
There's so many histories. So the one you're doing coming up next is in, not this weekend, but the weekend after, is that right?
No, the first one.
The first one is this weekend.
Yeah, first one's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 11, and that's the Queen Street one from Britomart to Aotea Square, and that's free, so you just sign up on Eventbrite. And the following weekend, I'm going from Galatos down to Aotea Square, and that's free as well. So they're both at 11 a.m. So the Queen Street one this weekend, and then the K Road one the following weekend. I think the best way to probably find it is to go on the Under the Radar website and look at the Auckland Live offerings.
Oh, yep.
Then you'll find those two free tours I'm doing, and you'll also find the Town Hall ones, which come later in the month, which are on the 21st and 27th, which is basically Town Hall has regular kind of tours that they do, but they wanted for Music Month to do one just on music, so they got me to basically rewrite half of it. So I've still got all the great knowledge of their historians there, but you've also got all this music content that I found.
Oh, cool.
Just that shows the 100-year history of that, and how it went from like crazy, like one of the most packed gigs at the Town Hall was actually a sing-along event where they had people come along and sing as a group, and thousands of people turned up, and they just had to cram them in, and they all just sung.
That's actually so like lovely, that. Eh?
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Very wholesome.
So there's all these funny stories you find. And if you look at that article as well, it's got other things Auckland Live's doing for free, or some paid things. I think the Town Hall one has a small cost, $25, I think, but you get to go all behind the scenes, so
that's
it's a lot more
cool.
involved. And Taylor McGregor from BFM's doing a Music Month quiz thing that people can join up teams for and stuff, so there's a whole bunch of events.
So many good things happening for Music Month. Thank you, Gareth, for coming in to talk about the walking tours and the Town Hall tours. We will pop links in the podcast after this as well, so people can find them. But Under the Radar, always a great resource to get into as well.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic rest of your day. You've picked us a song this morning, which I think might need some explanation. What are we about to listen to?
So on K Road, there used to be a club called the Polynesian Club, which was run by a Tahitian gentleman called Lou Matai. And basically it was never advertised because he sold alcohol freely over the counter, and basically all the jazz musicians would go there and play there after they did their big band sort of formal gigs. And I thought the song was interesting because it's Maury Chan, who is a Chinese musician, but he played lap steel in the Polynesian style, and so he had this song written for him by an Australian songwriter to meld the sort of Polynesian guitar style with a Chinese kind of melody. So it's a really interesting, bizarre 60s song that
That's
shows
so cool.
what this club might have been like.
Exactly. Let's have a listen. Maury Chan, this is Rick Shaw. Thank you so much, Gareth, for coming in.
Cheers.
Laurie Chan with Rickshaw, picked for us by Gareth Shute this morning. I got a cool text from someone who can remember His Majesty's Theatre. Said it was connected to a Victorian covered arcade. It was like something out of Harry Potter's Diagon Alley with an ancient chemist's shop. It was so cool. If you want to go find out more amazing histories of our venues past and present in Tamaki Makaurau for New Zealand Music Month, then head along to Gareth's tours. He's got a couple of Queen Street ones this weekend, 11 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, and K Road ones next weekend, same times as well. We'll put links to the Eventbrite sign up. It's free in the podcast. And if you want to go and do the awesome Auckland Town Hall tours, which have got a little cost, but it's very affordable, then that will be up in the podcast as well and later on in the month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.